Amar Rav the Yukra Bezula, who the Kama, as Tosas understands it, it's only talking about Yukra Bezula. Any type of any fluctuation in the physical state of the animal, any change in the physical state, Rav would not have said this halacha. However, if it's only a fluctuation in market value, that's when Rav spoke and said what he said. According to Rashi, on the other hand, we saw that a change within the physical state of the animal is also similar to Yukra Bezula. It's just that if the Ganav did what he did to cause the change in the physical state, that's when Rav would be Moda. Says the Gemara. So now the case of Yukra Bezula, Heichi Dami. What's the case of Yukra Bezula? Which direction? Did it go up? Did it go down? Heichi Dami. Ilema Demei Kara Shav Yezuza. Ubesof Shav Yedal Zuzi. If you'll say the case is at first it was worth one zuz, and then it went up to four, and that's when Rav said this halach Karen Kain Shiganav Kevodavik Shasamad Bedin. In fact, the Gemara Karen Kain Shiganav, that's problematic. That second half of Rav didn't bar the Gemara, that the case could be originally Shav Yezuza and then worth Dalet Zuzi, that you would pay more Kefel, more Knas than Karen. That the Gemara could live with. L'maskana sa Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam learns differently, that it changes l'maskana. That Rabbeinu Tam Shita Tosis quoted is that Rav did not come l'hachmir and say that you give more Kefel Dalet Vehe, more than Karen. That's l'maskana. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learned l'maskana. But at this point in the Gemara, obviously the Gemara would have been able to tolerate such an understanding that Rav came l'hachmir and says you give knas more than Karen. But the problem is that the case of Karen Kein Sheganav in the same situation of a tavach u'macha with bidal v'hei, that would make a machlokes Rav and Rav. Said the Gemara, if the case was and then it's worth dalid, Karen Kein Sheganav leima pliga de Rav ad Rav. Should we then say that Rav disagrees with Rav? The Omar Rav, Hayman de gazel chavita de chamra mechavre. Somebody steals a barrel of wine, meikara shav yezuza ubesof shav yedal zuzi. At the time of the gzela, it was worth one zuz. Later on, when the barrel no longer is be'en, when something happened to the barrel, it got broken, let's say, then it was worth dalet zuzi. So then Rabbi says it depends. Tavrei Oshasi, how much do you pay? Tavrei Oshasi, if you, the gazlin, broke it or drank it, you're the one that caused it to no longer be in a state of be'en, that you could be machzir of the be'en, then mishalim dalet, then your tashum and your chiyuv hashava of damim is going to be the shah of later on at the time of Tavrei Oshasi. Itva nemeila mishalim zuza. If it broke by itself, then the chiyuv of your damim is kishas agzela, it's only the value of a zuz. That's Rav's statement. That's Rabba's statement. Fet the Gemara. In other words, according to Rav, if the halacha is that in a case of tavach u'macha, it's mashmah that even in that same case of tavach u'macha, the keren would be kein sheganav. That's two different cases. Even the case of tavach u'macha, that what are you saying? You'd pay the extra payments of knas kishasamad bedin, but the keren of that same case, you would pay Kein Sheganav. But what about in the case of Tavach? Certainly, it's exactly similar to the case of Tavrei Oshasi. And if it's worth four later on, then the Keren payment should have to be, according to Rabbah's halacha, should have to be according to the later price. That means we have a Machlokes Rav and Rabbah. The actual room to argue on Rabbah, the Gemara can understand as well, that we have to understand Rabbah said what he said. You could disagree. You could say even Tavrei Oshasi in Svara, your chiv is only to pay Kishas Hagzela, which is one. Rabba was Machadish, Tavrei Oshasi paid Dalet. But it's not logical to say Rab should argue on Rabba. We would rather not have to say that. In Svara, we could hear such a disagreement, but we'd rather not say that Rab should argue on Rabba. And if Rab says Keren Kein Sheganav, even in the case of Tavach U'machar, so how could it be that it started out as one and ended up as four and you're only going to pay one? So the Moshe says, "Lechinami Amri ki kamarav ki gonde mekara shav yizalit ubesof shav yisusa." So it must be the case of Yukar Vizu is the other way around. It started at 4, and then later on it was worth 1. Karen kein sheganav means you pay 4. Tashkumi kefer tashim davach mishta kishas amada bedin. So we have to explain well, obviously, the din of Rabbah. What exactly lies within the din of Rabbah? What was Rabbah's halacha? What's the difference in Tavri Yoshasi or Itfar Mimela? What's the gate, the basis for the chiyuv of Tavri Yoshasi Mishalim Dalit? So we'll start with Rashi. Rashi says, L'besof Shav Yedalit, the case of Rabbah started with 1 and then it was worth 4. What besof Shav Yedalit? B'shasha Abda Min Ha'olam. The Neikar means at the time that you stole the barrel. Besof means at the time that it's no longer be'en. Tavra biyadayim oshasya. If you yourself caught, you broke it, or you drank the wine, mishalim dalit. Says Rashi, ba'amafkid mefarish taima. The Gemara in the Messiah there, where the rabbi is quoted, explains the reason. The kolkama di'isa be'ena birshusa demara kaima. So long as this barrel is in its regular state, still be'en, it's seen as being still in the reshus of the bailam, of the original owner, of the nigzal. Why the habayi lahadura? Because the gazlin has to return it, has to make hashav on this be'en. That indicates that you view this chepetz as still being in the reshus of the god of the nigzal. Hilkach b'reshusa demara hukra. Therefore, it's considered to be that it went up in the domain of the original bailiff. So that already is something we have to digest, that point of Rashi, that we view this as still being in the state of Be'en, as being in the reshus of the bailiff. So that's one premise that has to enter into Rabbah's din. That idea that we view the Be'en as being still in the reshus of the bailiff. In other words, begin to think, if we were to challenge Rabban Sfar, where would we begin to think to challenge Rabban? This could be one premise that one could perhaps take issue with Rabban. Maybe not so simple. What do you say to Peshvusa Demar Upra? But Rashi lays it out for us. Because you have to be Meshiv the Be'en. So therefore, that shows that it's Peshvusa Demar. It's still considered to be in his Rishus. Therefore, that which it went up is Peshvusa Demar. Now, we're not yet finished. So now, how come Tavi Yoshasi paid Dalit? Dahi Shaita de Tavi Vishasya, says Rashi, it's therefore the point that you broke it, who de kagazila. That's when it's considered like you're stealing it. That's considered a gzela. Rashi's lashon is based on the lashon of Gemara Namakid. Rashi says, Bahamakid Mefarish time. So therefore you're gonna pay Dalid because the Tavi Yoshasya is considered to be a gzela from the reshus of the bailiff, because it's still considered the reshus of the bailiff, and therefore the gzela is mechayev you to pay the 4 that was worth at the time of Tavi Yoshasye, because that was a shasa gzela. On the other hand, avu it from the mela, but if this happened by itself, that it broke, amai mechayev slay, ahi shaita de gazla. So on what basis, what are you going to mechayev him, based on what? Not on later, but on the Shasak Zeir, the original Shasak Zeir. By he shaita zuzahu de shavya. At the time of the Zeir, it was only worth a zuz. Rashi makes it seem like a davar pashut, right? That which is itram and mela, you pay zuz because that's the Shasak Zeir. Is it so pashut that way in Svara? That if it's worth 1 in the beginning and 4 in the end, that you pay Shasak Zeir, it's so obvious? It's a svar. We saw Rashi in Pesachim. We mentioned the Tosus. We noted the Rashi in Pesachim tells us that the din of Kol Gazlan Mishasak Zela. How do we know that? The pasuk says Kein Hasher Gazal Moshe Gazal Hamashe Gazal. If it's a pasuk, then why does Rashi seem to like make it gloss over that? Yeah, it's obviously Hayishaita. You're paying him for Shasak Zela. Yeah, but that itself is not so pashut either. That maybe not. Maybe you pay like today. Just like you saw in that Rashi in Tzachim. It's not as simple as we thought that you pay Shasak Zela. The Rosh made it clear that it's a Svar Pshuta that you pay Shasak Zela. That's the Shas HaMachayiv. Rashi, we saw otherwise. I don't know if it's such a diuk. Good. The Pasuk is now Megala, this basic svar. Without the Pasuk, I would think maybe you pay like today. But the Pasuk says, so Rashi just emphasizes the svar that the Pasuk teaches us. Don't know. Unless something you can, I don't know if this is a good svar or not, but let me just mention it. Maybe there's a difference between the case of Rashi and Tzachim and the case over here. What was the case of Rashi and Tzachim that Gemara quoted the din of Kishas HaGzela that Rashi quoted the Pasuk on? What was it worth first? Who remembers? What was the case there? It started out, the Gemara says, with Dalet, and later it went down to Aleph, to 1. So the Gemara says, Lo gar migazlin, you also, you certainly have to pay 4 because Kol Gazam Misham Shas HaGzela, and Rashi says, based on the Pasuk. That means that without the Pasuk, I would have said that it's enough to pay what? To pay 1. And we must be Rashi. Why is that? Because the Chiyuv Tashlumin of Damim is in lieu of paying the chafetz. And why the chafetz to be here right now, you can easily say, and you'd be able to give him a chafetz worth only 1. So if you don't have the N, maybe I would argue you could give the Tashlum and Damim whatever would have been the Shavius of the chafetz at this time. Kamashmo and the Pasuk, you make a Shasak Zer, you have to pay 4. In this case, it's the other way around. Here we're saying it started at 1, went up to 4. Maybe that which you pay 1 for, in this case, doesn't need a pasuk. Maybe Rashi would be modem. That you could certainly patri yourself with 1, the Shasak Zela. There, the svar was that maybe you could patri yourself with 1 because it's in lieu of the chafetz. Kamash 1, you have to pay the 4. But here, that you would think you could pay 1, maybe that's a svar because you're not going to make me pay more than 1. That I could get off the hook by giving 1, which is the replacement of the be'en, maybe that would have been a svar. So you need a pasuk afuki that. But in the case over here that you would pay 1 and not 4, maybe that's a svar without a pasuk. I don't know if it's true. I just a little bit startled by Rashi not mentioning a word about the gzeiras hakasim, that Rashi seems to hold the Mishnah itself as gzeiras hakasim. Yeah. Someone. Ari, yeah.
Didn't Rashi just say a second ago that before it breaks, the original Baal?
Correct.
But then he says right afterwards.
But that's right. Because there's two things here that you need to bring together in order to understand the basis of Tav Yoshasya. You have to say number one that it's considered to be in the Rishus of the Bailam still, and therefore that which was 4 that you now did Tav Yoshasya on, that was a chepetz that belongs to the Bailam. That's one thing you have to assume, but you have to assume another thing, that the Tav Yoshasya is considered to be a new mechayev mitzad the Tav Yoshasya. But if you don't have a new additional Tav Yoshasya, it happened by itself. So yes, it happened b'shus ha-balam that it went up. But what's the mechayev here? There's nothing later to the mechayev you for. There's only the original zeila to the mechayev you for. So Rashi says, on that point it was one. My only ha'ara was, why does Rashi make it so matter of fact? And that halacha itself is also so pashut. Maybe even the din of Gazan all the time, you pay like today. The chepetz would have been worth 4 today if it wasn't broken. So with 4, so maybe you pay 4. Why is it so obvious you pay like before? I'm saying it could be in a chinami, but we know the pasuk, we know the din. The din of the Mishnah is based on the pasuk. So Rashi just says the din itself and the svar of it. Or maybe here you wouldn't need a pasuk. Maybe here it would be obvious that you pay like before, that you could patter like before. I don't know if it's true or not. Just what?
Why is it so pashut over here?
It's more pashut over here, because here we're talking about pattering yourself with 1, getting off the hook with 1. There, I would think you can get off the hook. Either way, you would think you can get off the hook by paying less. There, you think you're giving a step at the end, so it's good enough to make her shovel with 1. Here, I stole 1. Will you make me pay 4? What did I take away from you? In other words, I didn't take away something worth more than 1 from you. The chepetz was worth 1 at the time of Gzeila. So how could you make me pay more than 1? So that's the mechayev. I pay 1. I don't want to dwell on there, Rabbi. I'm just simply pointing out. I don't know if it's something to think about. Why Rashi just makes that so kachayad, so to speak. Rashi concludes: Vegabe tvicha umachira havi kitavi oshasi. So now, what's the basis of the Gemara's question? that Rava said that you pay Dalid by Tave Oshasye. And in the case of Rav, Gabi Tvicha Umechira, Havi Kitabi Oshasye. There's a startling deal here in Rashi. Rashi says two things. Gabi Tvicha Umechira. Sekabi Kiveger. Tvicha, I understand, right? Tvicha is exactly Tave Oshasye. You went and you slaughtered the animal. So you are ma'abe the animal. That's exactly what Tavi Shasi is. You took the sefer, you made it no longer be'en. But Rashi says more than that. Rashi says tvicha u'machira. What is machira? Why is machira equal to Tavi Shasi? Rabbi Kveig doesn't quote Rabbeinu Peretz, but it's interesting. Rabbeinu Peretz, later in the sugya, on Daf Samach Vav, says clearly, matter of fact, that it's only by tvicha that you consider it to be tavi oshasye. A case of mechira is like it's from a mela. That's what the Reina Peretz says. But Kivega says more in terms of working out some of the details of mechira. You'll take a look, but this is a ha'ar in Rashi as well. We have to come back to why exactly does Rashi assume that mechira should also be ground for a chiyuv of Tavi Oshasye. Tavi Oshasye makes sense for Tavach, not for Macha. Okay, so let's talk first about the Iker Din of Rabbah. There are two halves here that we should try to focus on. There's the half that Rashi emphasizes that Kol Kama De'isa Be'ena B'shusa De'mara Kaima. That's contributing to the factor of why you pay Dalit by Tavi Oshasye. And then there's the Mechayev itself, that he shaita the Tav of Ishasi, Tav Ishasi Hudika Gazila. Let's talk about that first. What exactly does it mean that he shaita the Tav Ishasi Hudika Gazila? The truth is, Rashi is basing himself on the Lashon of Gemara in Bamitzia. But what exactly is the Mechayev of Tav Ishasi? At the time that you broke it, it's worth four, so it says, Rabbi, you pay four. So this is a very famous ksos, everyone I'm sure saw it. Ksos says Kedavar Pashut that the Machayev of Tavi Oshasye is not one of Gzela. The Lashon Gazela, we have to know what to do with it in Rashi and the Gemara. The Ksos says really it's not Gzela and it can't be Gzela. It cannot be Gzela. Why? Because the Ksos, as we noted the very first shir, assumes that when we talk about the din of Gonev Min Haganes, the Guna Mibesa Ish, that there's no chiyuv of Gneva, Gonev Min Haganes. What does it mean there's no chiyuv Gneva? It doesn't just mean that there's no chiyuv Kefa. There's no basis for a chiyuv of anything. There's no chiyuv Karen either. The Guna Mibesa Ish, Lom Beis Haganes says that it's not Chal Gneva here. It's not even you're violating a lav of Gneva, nor of Gzela. You're kasher le'edus. The Ksos is discussing a case of someone who takes it from the ganav and he's kasher le'edus, the Ramah says. There's no violation of lo sigzo if you're goniv min haganav. It has to be the guna mibeis ha'ish. So what difference is it if it's somebody else who takes it from the first ganav, or you yourself stole it and now you do something more? How could there be a new gzela here that's chal? Once already gzela was chal. How could Tavi Oshasye be a chiyuv of geza? It's gonev min haganes. You already stole it. It's finished. The gzela took place. It's no longer in Beis Ha'ish. You can say all you want, b'shusa demara hukra, whatever you want, but l'maisa, the fact remains, once was chal a gzela here, just like if a second ganev comes to the first Ganav's house and takes it away. There's no Machayev in Geneva, there's no, according to the Ksos, no Machayev in Karen of Geneva, no Lo Signo. So the same thing should be true in the case of the same Ganav himself. So there's no basis to Machayev in Mitzad Geneva Ugzeil at all. The Ksos brings an interesting raya. Very interesting. Where is Ksos going? What's he driving at? So Rabosa, what is he going to say? So what's the basis of Tavi Oshasye? Midin what? Midin Mazik. Maki Vimishana, that you have. You're Mazik. You can't mechayiv you mitzad ganas. What do? You don't even a ganas. You can't be chal gneva on top of another gneva. It's already not ibeis ha'ish anymore. The ksosas you sold, one could certainly question. One could certainly say, as we noted again the first shiur, that that which is the halach of gonev min haganav, gonev min haish, is a ptur from what? It's a ptur from what? From the kefa, from tashume kefa. The Torah does not make you pay kefa if it's not, if there's a deficiency in the reshus of the nignav. It's not in the full bona fide reshus of the nignav. It's in the reshus of ganav. But as far as being chal ma'isek neva, yes, you stole. Yes, there is a chiv in Karen. There's a mashmos in later on Daf Samach Chesmon. The Rashi from that there's a chiv Karen to the for having stolen from even from the ganav. What's chal geneva? No chiv kefal. The ksos is not though. That there's no chiv of any kind. There's no avera of losigno or losigzo. It's got to be a new idea. You're chay mitam mazik. The ksos learns based on this, a sugi later on, Rami Bachama and Rav Chizda have a question, Gaza bonus Yeshua Bailim, Ubo Acher Ba'achlo. So the question is whether you can collect from the second person or not. If there hasn't been any basis for use of Shini Rishus here because there was no use. Otherwise, you can get a question of Shini Rishus once it gets to the second person, but there was no use. So the Shaila is, what's the basis of going to one man, Rami Bachama and Rav Chizda have an argument whether you can collect from the second person? So there's the ksos, the only reason why anyone would hold later, that you can collect from the second person, I think it's a chizda world, you can collect mizegova, is not mitam ganav, because it's going to be an aganav. The second person took it after the first one, they stole it. So what is it again? Midin mazik. Achlo, it's mazik. So it is a bit. Havi Yishas is midin mazik. Why the other man, the amal later, doesn't even say that, that ksos doesn't address. That's separate discussion to look in that gemara. What's the ksos's interesting raya to this understanding that it's got to be halach of mazik and not ganav? So this is a very interesting raya, because he says if not for that, then I don't understand the din of itver memela mishalem zuz. Doesn't, what's the case? Itver memela broke by itself, but the fact remains you stole it and now it's sitting in your chatzah. All this time that it's sitting in your chatzah from the time you originally stole it, is it not very likely that you picked it up once or twice or three times? You picked it up, you did a hagbah. And even if you didn't, all this time, where is it sitting? In your chatzah. So that alone should make it that you have a new geneva, and if once there was a hagbah, or it's sitting in your chatzar after the point that the price went up to be worth four, so that alone should be the cause of the new geneva. Interesting kasha, interesting raya. I'll read it. Say better than that. I'll read the words of this. This is right. Okay, I'm sorry. So in Lamed Daled Sif Katan Gimel, right? Yeah. Machmas Gazin Lomachay Veteda. The Hagazlin, he starts with more of a comma later on. Then he gets to the Veteda. The Afilu Gazlin Rishon Eino Chay Visham El Kishas Agzela. The halacha is, a person steals something, he pays Kishas Agzela, not according to the later price if it went up. The E Gazel Chavita Dechama Meikara Shavi Zuzo Sub Shavi Dalid Tavi Ushas Yei Mishalim Dalid. It from the Meila Mishalim Zuzi. Now, the low Sagi, the low Agbo Lechavita, Basa Deshav Yadalit, is it not? It's inevitable, says it says, that you must have picked up the Chavis at some point after the price had gone up to a four. Number one, Va'o, the Habachatzerohu. It's sitting in your Chatzer. Ko Shaita Veshaita, Gazle. So every time, the fact that it's in your Chatzer, that's a Gzela. Va'amayena Mishalim Abba, in the case of Itva Mimela. El al karchach, the answer is, as I said, kim de kfar gazle. The ain't a reshusa de nigzal anymore. It's not a reshusa nigzal. He stole it out of his reshusa. Sula mechayne shum zela. El betores mazik. And that's the reason In a gunbachagan, mesham tashru mekefel bikuna beisa ish, and it basically means there's no Torah's gazing at all, and it's not violating lo sigzo, lo signo, and it's kasher le'edus, and so on. What's the ksosa's raya? Very interesting. The ksos says the fact that you must have picked it up again, the fact that it's in your chatzim. What's a little bit troubling with this raya of the ksos? The ksos himself is famous for his famous yisod about gineva. What did the ksos in Shimon Chef tell us about gineva? You need a maisa gineva. That was how he explained Rashi. It says, Noal b'fanah. You need a maisa gineva. So how could the ksos throw in kachayad, the fact it's sitting in your chatzim? Yeah, but that's not a maisa gneiva. So how could that be a raya that you should mechuyev again for gazim because in your chatzim?
You need an original maisa gneiva. Once you have that original maisa gneiva, it's yours.
Yeah, but you wanted mechuyev for the four, so you need a new gneiva four. Otherwise, you only have to pay one for the original gneiva. What do you mean? Say better. What do you mean to say? You need it. We saw it. We already said something along these lines. What?
You need the maisa
gneiva. Oh, that was you need a maisa. It's not to define it as gneiva. It's not called gneiva without a maisa. It's that you need a maisa in order that it should be nicker, that which your kona it is as a ganef. It's a shame gneiva, that gneiva is taking place here. The animal wanders in and you don't do anything to show that you're stealing it. That's why it's not a gneiva, because there's nothing indicating in the story to see gneiva. When you close the gate, as Rashi has it, that's considered now that it's nicker, minker and musa shalurutsono, like the language that the Ritva used in Hazorek. It's in order to create the hecker that it's a gneva that's going on. Not that it's not called gneva without a maisa gneva per se. So you have to be nicker. So therefore over here where there was clearly a original gneva, you took it to your reshus. Now that it's sitting in your reshus and now went up in price to four and it continues to sit in your chatzah, so that should constitute a new gneva. Because I have the kinyan that's in your chatzar, and it's now worth four, so your chatzar is kona now the chavetz, which is now four. So let that be a machayev of a new gneva. Where's the maisa? You don't need a per se a maisa. It should be nicker that it's a gneva going on. Of course it's nicker. It's been sitting in your house, the Torah's gneva all along. Now that it's worth four, there's a new gneva with your chatzar. That's probably what the ksos will have to say. Why it's good enough without a new maisa. We saw a similar thing a second offense. With the Kivegas firm, even Ugei Amid Aleph, Kivegas explained why Tos had to bring that original point of Kikam Rabbi Yukar Vizula. You remember we discussed that Kivega had a Sivara to say that it's a case of Nispatma Me'ileha, you can view it as a new Maisa Gzela later on that which became the extra fat of the animal is a new Gzela later on. Where's the Maisa Gzela? Where's the Maisa Gneva? Again, it's Nicker because you already took the same animal into your chutz. Now that it got fatter, that extra fat, you're being gonate that when it's in your chutzah. Where is it nicker? It's nicker because it's clearly a Geneva context. The whole story was Geneva. So too in the Ksos. The whole story was started as Geneva. So what continues to happen with the new Kenyan of the chutzah when it worth four is all the context of the same story. The same barrel. So I think that's what you have to say in terms of understanding the raya of the Ksos. But the yisod of the ksos, the sheet of the ksos, again, number of chidushim here, that you cannot have a gonev achar aganev in any sense or form, not only mitzad kevo, not mitzad kere, not mitzad de'aveira, and that therefore would be just as relevant over here if you stole it first, and now you did something else, so seemingly which would be a nice kinyan of geneva, but you can't be chal geneva on top of geneva. It's not gonev from the bailam, you're gonev an aganev. You're the ganev. You have to be from the bailam. Therefore, what is the machayev of Tavi Ashasi if it's exos? The machayev is midin mazik, Brian and Aaron. Okay, Aaron.
How is there a second neva? He's not taking it from himself and then taking it away. It was already his, regardless of whether there's some kind of new kinyan.
It's not already his. It's the shus of them. In a certain sense, it's considered to still be belonging to the bailam. But you didn't take it from the reshus of the bailam. It's already been taken out of his reshus. That's the closest point. You're stealing it, not mi beis ha'ish, mi beis ha'ganef. If you're stealing it from your house, which is not the ganef's house, you've already been gonated. That's what he says. So how could Tavi Yashas be gzela? It's only mazik. It's not gzela.
But you already have it in your house, right?
Yes.
And then you go ahead and
now you broke it. Now you broke it. Okay, now you drank the wine down. Now you broke
how
the barrel.
How is that a second opinion? Once you have it, you have it.
You're asking on the Xosis Raya?
Yeah.
The Xosis just, it's extraordinary for him. The Xosis holds that you can't have Xela after you stole it once, you can't steal it again. The Xosis,
where's the Habamim to say that, that he's stealing it again?
Why? Because you have, because this is something that belongs to somebody else, and now you have a kinyan through your chaser, or you picked it up again. So when you pick up something, belong to somebody else, that's your neighbor.
What's he
going to
say that?
You want to keep it for yourself. Every time you pick it up, let's take the easier case, because we just had an extra nuance with the case of a chaser. Let's take the toast example when, after it's worth four, you picked it up again. When you picked it up again, what are you thinking? To give it back? No. Nothing. You're picking it again to use, to move. So you're taking the chayfet belonging to somebody else, and you're stealing it. So it's another gneiv taking place.
But you've already done that.
No.
Once you've already done that, how is it? Every time I pick it up, there's a new kid in Zela?
Maybe there's no chayf kesel, but there's a chayf care.
If
goni vachar aganis, let's ask, goni vachar aganis is not machayv kesel. Okay, that's the gzeres hakasul. Second ganis comes to the house of the first ganis and steals the object belonging to the bayis. So the Torah says you don't pay kesel. Keret? Yes. Did you buy it? Are you kasul eidus? No, you didn't name. So now I stole it from the bayis. Now I pick it up again and again. Should be chal gneivin. You're asking because of the gonav beisaiish. Yeah, but the ksos is what he's trying to be mechadish. This idea, it's not even a gneva on the level of keren. It's not an avera lo signo. If I disagree with the ksos, I'll say I violate lo signo. I stole something belonging to the bayim. True, I didn't take it in the beisaiish. I took it in the beisaganav. But I took something belonging to the bayim from the resus of the ganav. But I took it as a gneva. So I'm not chayv kefal, there's a kasha, but I'm chayv karen. So the karen now is more karen than before. At the time of the original gneva, it was worth one, now it's worth four. That's the Xosis point. So why aren't you chayv four for the second gneva? You're asking, but it can't be chayv gneva, you already stole it. Yeah, why? Because the Torah says, the gunam beisa ishmon beisa ganas. But if I steal something belonging to a person, but not from his rishon, but from someone else's rishus, or from rishus haganas. So why can't that be a cause for a new chiyuv of keren of gneiva? Kefil, the Torah says no kefil. Keren. The keren now is four. I did it again after it's worth four. Or the chaser itself did it. The kinyan of the chaser. That's what the Xos is trying to prove. That's his whole point. So what do I see? That the tour of Aguna Beis Ha'ish goes to the essence of whether it's called Geneva, whether it's an Avera of Geneva, whether anything happened there. Nothing happened. It's not a cause for a Chiyuv Karen either anymore. It's not because it's not the Beis Ha'ish. That's his right. The only thing we try to work through is, what kind of a right is it? It's not, in the case of Chatzar, it's not a Maisa Geneva. The Xos and Subotin is a Maisa Geneva. So maybe that's why the case of Chatzar wouldn't be good enough. The answer, no, but if it's the whole reason, you know, Mice says that it should be Muchach, that it's Geneva. Here it's Muchach, obviously it's Muchach from the whole story, the whole history here. So you wouldn't need a per se a new Mice, but you have a new Kenyan. So that was a Xosis Raya, that how come you can't have a new Kenyan, a new Geneva after it's worth four? So how come it's from the Melo you pay only one? The answer is because the whole basis of Tavi Oshase is not Geneva. You can't have new Geneva after you're ready with Chal Geneva. It's the Gunan Beis Ha'ishvon Beis Ha'ganas. What is it? Mazik. You're mazik. Tavi Yushasi, you're mazik. That's the position of the Xos Rebosa. There's only one major problem with the Xos. Yes, Yosef, what is it? Because the case of Rav, of Tavach u'Machar, is also mazik, not Machar. Again, that was a difficulty with Rashi anyway, from Kiva Eger's Ha'ara. What's Machar? Machar is not mazik, but Tavach. Tavach u'machar mishalim kefel v'dalvei kishas hamad b'din. But it's mashma from Rav, that same scenario of that you pay dalvei, the keren in that scenario would be Kain Shigana, one. In fact, the Gemara, Batavi Oshasye, the same halacha. It went up now to four. You did tavicha on an animal that's now worth four. So you're mavic. I can't mechuyv anymore mitzad gan if I already stole it. But I can mechuyv mitzad masik.
Without the whole.
Samas. So, whatever it is, that's the chiyuv here. It's a chiyuv mitzad masik, not mitzad.
Can we establish that tefichah was just mishayish b'chayda to make that was really a din with Nero?
No, but it's no worse than masik. Inachinami. You could talk about ganas also, but maybe you can't in a case where it's mitzad the keren that yochayiv dalit ishtayiv b'chayda with the additional payments. That's the din of tava. But to say you mechuyiv now more four for the keren instead of one. So the Ksos says that can't be mitzad geneva. You can't have geneva on top of geneva. But whatever Tavya Shasne is, you have it in the case of Tava. Machar is difficult. We don't know about Rashi. Rashi is mashma, machar too. But in terms of Tava, that certainly would fit as mazik. You're mazik. Truth be told, the Ran, and I gave you the Muki Yosef in the Maram Kof, but the Ran and the Muki Yosef both say that in the case of Tavya Shasne, in Rabbi's case, the Ran says, the Lashon HaRan, Miu Tave Oshasye Mishalim Dalit, the cave and the Ovad Ihu the Adayim, says the Ran, Hashta Mazikla. Hashta Mazikla. The Ika Be'ena Hadra, it would have to go back if it were Be'en. So right now, at the time Tave Oshasye, what does the Ran say you're doing? You're Mazikit. And I gave you the Mukiyosis lesson, the same thing. They both say mazik, so the Ksos is not machadish this, that the basis is mazik. You see, Rishonim already took this in a sense of mazik. Why not mitzad? Why did the Ran have to say mazik? Why didn't the Ran say because of zela? Chora, the Ksos is svar. Because you can't have zela on top of zela. You can't have gneva on top of gneva, even on the level of the carrot. Because you already was chal gneva here. It's not mi beis ha'ish anymore. But there's major problem here. Yes, Noah.
Question.
Yes.
Doesn't Rashi say that the first act of taking it was not the gela, or that there are two acts of the gela?
Okay, so you're asking from the lesson of Rashi. Clearly, you did it first as gela. There's no question. What you said, Haiman de Gazel Chavita de Chamre.
If that was all he did, Rashi would still agree that he chayav for gela, right?
Clear that's what you turn the mela. What happens? You pay like the you pay like, if the mela broke by itself, you pay like before. For sure, there's a cause.
He said. He said. All you do is give it back.
That's true. That's from the perspective that you can view. Therefore, when it's tavi oshasye, that it's viewed as a new machayev. You need that for mazik too. What are you mazik? Who's chayfus? It has to be your chayfetz, otherwise I don't have to pay if I'm mazik my own chayfetz. So any way you explain the basis of why you chayv tavi oshasye, whether it's zela or mazik, you still have to preface that which is considered to be b'shusha demara. That's we're gonna have to analyze that carefully also.
Then you should pay for two acts of zela, not one act of zela.
No, but you don't pay for the same chayfetz. You're not going to pay twice. That's for sure. Shaila is, what are you going to pay for? For what you did originally, what you did later. So whichever is more, presumably that's what Rabbi is saying.
Why would you not pay twice?
For the same chayfetz. I have to give you back. I have to make up for what you lost for stealing it. If I steal the same chayfetz twice...
But the premise of the second gezeila making you chayv is that you were indeed taking it from the guy that shut up again.
Like
the Bailim is not entitled. The Bailim cannot get paid for the same item twice. Right? Just like you give a good example in the case of later on, if it ended up finding its way to the second party. So you could tell me maybe that the Bailim has a choice fully to collect them. But he can't come and collect both. He can't get twice for the same thing. His claim is only for the chayfetz that was nigza from him. So you could say, I could be tovei you mitzad that maisa that you did, or mitzad that maisa, but I can come and collect for you two times. Each one is potentially, you can argue, you can use this claim or that claim. But again, what is the second claim? What is the tavi oshasye? So the ksos of it's mazik. But as you note, Rashi's lashon is not that way. What is Rashi's lashon? Hahi shaita, the tavi oshasye, who de? Kagazala. Rabosai, Rashi didn't invent this lashon. Where did Rashi get this lashon? Is there anyone? Okay, please. Yeah, a Gemara Bamitzia. The Gemara Bamitzia seems to be in the forest that was talking about Zeva, Ari. Yeah?
So in the case of Zeva, it happened, how do you escape the fact that you, that even if you make Zeva to the Gneva Haraganav, how do you escape the fact that you're also the regular Ganav? Why wouldn't you be
Fabi
Tom came up for
that original? Because, no, the original one was not, was a good on the Beis. The original Gzeva
right,
was...
So, so why wouldn't you... So
no, so you were...
Say, Bami Mela is kind of one.
Because at the time that you originally took it in Beis Ha'ish, it was worth one.
Right, but so it's saying that the only way that that would make sense is if we say that Bami Mela is Mitam Mazi.
Right.
It's not. Mitam Gzeva. The only reason you pay one is because you're the original Ganav. You pay based on that original Ganava. So Neva Kara Ganav, that's why you don't pay anything
no,
more.
But if, but that's his point. If you tell me that a Goneva Kara Ganav could still pay Karen, not Kefa, fine, but Karen, he'll pay Karen. So this individual who originally stole it at the price of one did another Ganava probably after it was worth four. He picked it up. The chutz of itself is a Kenyan for him. So let that be a ground for making him pay Karen a fourth.
Yeah. The fact that it's not.
So the answer is, what's the answer? The answer is that it's obviously there's no ground for Chiv Karen either by Gonei Vachar Agan. So what is it then? So what does Tavi Yoshev say? If it's not Ganav, what is it? Obviously Mazik.
No,
I mean, clearly you're a Mazik.
But
that Sikso doesn't accept such a thing. That's exactly what we have to understand. The Gemara says that. That's the problem here. The Gemara says what Rashi seems to say. There's two acts of Gzela seemingly. The Sikso doesn't have some reason doesn't relate to the language of the Gemara. The Ksos says, what's the basis of Tavi Yoshasye? The Ran already said it. Mazik. Why not Gzela? Why isn't it a new Mechayev of Karen, at least, of Gzela? Gzela is Karen. Of Karen, of course. Gzela is Karen. Gone Evacha Ganav is only to a Kepo, right? So why isn't it a new Mechayev to Karen? Because the answer is Goni Vachar Ganav is nothing. It's not a lav of Lo Sigzo, it's not a lav of Lo Signo, but it's not a Machayev of Karen either. Geneva Gzela has to be Mibes Ha'ish. That's the premise of the Tzos, and that's his proof, because otherwise every case of Ibn Mimela should have in it a case of Goni Vachar Ganav, or Gozel Achar Gazlan. I want to relate back to the Gemara B'Mitzvah. What do you do with this Gemara then? Yeah, Manuel.
Also, for the problem with the Kufara, the fact that you are an extension of a Ma'atik Zela regarding Dalit of Hen, Bichum Zero.
There's a difference. Tavachu Machar, that's the Zera Sakasa of Tavachu Machar. That if you take that thing that you stole and you did Tavachu Machar, you pay additional Karen besides the original Karen from the original Gneva, you pay additional payments to make it now Dalit of Hen. But that's the Chiv of Tavachu Machar.
Nope.
You're already jumping. You're jumping a few steps to your head here. Extension. What, I'm saying, what about extension here? If anything, I want to know what's Tavi Yoshasi. What is it? You're saying a nice Gemara. We have to maybe we'll try to build that Gemara out of the Gemara. I think you're just without realizing it. You said something very, very important. But we'll get there. We'll give it step by step. What does the Gemara say in Bava Tzvi? The Lashon Gemara is very striking. The Gemara quoting Rabba, the Gemara says, my time. The Gemara quotes Rabba's din, says, my time. Kevan de'i'isa hadro l'mara be'ena. That already is, you see Rashi's lesson, came right from there. Kevan de'i'isa hadro l'mara be'ena. If it were here, it would go right back as is to the Bible. So Rashi added a few words to this. B'shusa demara hukra. Rashi Gemara doesn't say that, but that's what Rashi took from the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Hayi shaita dekashasi lei, o dekatav lei kagazal minei. So the Gemara says, since if it were still here, it would go back to the violin, to the original owner. So the time of the shasila o tavilek kagazal minei. The Lashon HaGemara, Gazal Mina, if you're stealing. So right away, doesn't sound like we're talking about Mazik. It sounds like we're talking about Gzela. There's a Gzela taking place at the time that you do the act of Tavei Oshasi. But even more striking, and this is another diuk that we have to get from this Gemara, is the next line of the Gemara. Utanan, now we have a Mishnah, Koa Gazlonin Mishalmin Kishas HaGzela. And we know that, Koa Gazlon, Pekishas HaGzela. And then the Gemara goes on, Itra Memela, like Rashi has over here, Itra Memela, Mishal Mzuzah, my time, Hashta Lo, Avid Lov Lo Midi, Amaika Machayv Esrei, Ahi Shaita De Gazla, Ahi Shaita Zuzah De Shavya. All that is basically Rashi here. But the one line that stands out here in the Gemara, literally jumps off the page, is first when the Gemara says, Ahi Shaita De Kashasigla, O Kadavla, Kagazaminei, right away that tells you something that's a Gzela. But then the next line, Utnan, Ka Gazla, Mishal Shas Gzela. What is that line doing here? What is that needed for? And how does what does it do for us? It's worth one at the time they originally stole it. It's worth four at the time of Tavi Oshasye. The Gemara labels Tavi Oshasye as what? As Gazav. Fine, so you pay four. Continues the Gemara, and we have a Mishnah. Klag Gazav, therefore you pay four. Rabosai, a person steals something, and it was worth, yesterday, 5, and today it's worth 10. And Mehecha Teisa changed between now and Hamad Adin. So how much do I pay? Of course, I pay 10. That's because of the Mishnah of Kol Gazel Mishas HaGzela. The issue in the Mishnah is what? What happens? There's a fluctuation of price from the time of the Gzela to the time that you are taken to Beis Din. That's where the issue comes up. It goes down, goes up. You pay Kishas HaGzela. Here the issue is something else. The fluctuation took place prior to the Tavi Oshasi. It doesn't. There's no sense that anything changed after Tavi Oshasi that the Gemara has to address that concern. So once the Gemara spells out that Tavi Oshasi is Aish Shaita de Kagazela, it's Chal Nal Gzela at the time of Tavi Oshasi. So what do I now need to quote a Mishnah that I pay Kishas HaGzela means I pay four at the time of the Gzela. And I don't pay what? I don't pay one? Why would I pay one? That was before the Shas HaGzela. The Shas HaGzela now is four. There's a Mechaiv of four because of now. So why would I think I pay out anything less than four? I need a Mishnah to add to that, to contribute to understanding why I pay four. What does the Gemara mean to quote? It's not called Kishas HaGzela. What does that do with that case? That's really a pella in terms of on top of number one. The lesson said the lesson of Gemara kagazel mine. No, that maybe you could be, just be matche gazel. It means mazik. Gazel, you stole it. It means you did another act of being pogay on someone else's thing. So it's called Gemara says gazel. Maybe I could navigate a little bit. But then the Gemara quotes the Mishnah kagazlanim, and what does that do with anything? I didn't see inside. I saw it quoted from the Dikduke Sofer. Sometimes, you know, more different versions in the Nusach HaGemara. Apparently, there were some Nuschos that didn't have this line of the Gemara. Utnan. So then I'm not asking anything. According to those Nuschos in the Gemara, there is no reference to Mishnah Kol Gazlanim at this point. It's mentioned later on when the Gemara raises a question on Beis Shammai. Or Beisilel, rather Beisilel, Mikum v'hatnan kozem shas gzela. Maybe the Diba Maschel of Tosus here is a little mashma that way. The Tosus discussed the context of the Mishnah Kol Gazlanim of Yukav Vizula, and he quoted the later passage in the Gemara. So maybe it's mashma that earlier didn't appear. Don't know. So, oh good. If that's the case, then I have nothing to ask. The Gemara didn't quote it here. But there is certainly a certain scholar that clearly had it here. And this is what we have in our Gemara. So according to the Girsa that we have here, so the Gemara is using the term Gzela, and the Gemara is using more than that. The Gemara is referring to the Mishnah, that you pay Kishas HaGzela to explain why you pay four when it's Tavi Oshasi when the price was four. And you don't pay what? You don't pay one. Why would you pay one? Because it was before. That doesn't have to do with Kishas HaGzela. I mean, that's before the Gzela. Why would that have any enter entire mind? I need to bring the Mishnah for this. Okay, we're going to say, yeah. What do we have to say? Yeah.
The Mishnah says that Zeha Klal, Kol HaGazlan. So why are we just limiting it to a case where it happens
no,
in between
the two?
No, I
understand, but I don't think there's any need for the Mishnah to tell me this. No, the Pashto is, why does the Mishnah need to tell me the Klal? That you pay Kishas HaGzela, you stole something worth X. But now, the time that we're taking you to court, it doesn't have that same value. So the answer is, the Chiyuv Damim for the Gzela is Kishas HaGzela. But if a person stole something that's worth X, and historically, in the past, it had some other value. That which you pay X is because of the cloud of cogs. I mean, that's the obvious, that you pay what you stole. If there's no change, you stole something at the price of X, and the time of Beis Din, it's also X.
Why is it so obvious?
No. Why would you have to? Why in the world should you have to pay the value of the object before you did the gzela to it? That's nothing to do with anything. The mechayev is gzela. Before that, it was nothing. I wasn't here. I didn't do anything. I should be able to pay one because once upon a time it was worth one. What would I steal for? I stole chayfet before. Now, what is the Gemara referring to the Karl the Mishnah in the case of Tavi Yashaski? Gemara says it's a gzela now. It's a gzela now, so you pay gzela like today, not like before. Why would you pay like before?
The Mishnah is talking about when you're going out the Shino, that your Shino is a Kenyan and that's it. Therefore you're paying your original kale that you stole, not something you changed.
But you stole an object and it was worth four at the time you stole. So it was worth one before that.
So it's like that time, yeah, Shino is
your Gzela, the Tavi Yashafi is Gzela, the Gemara says. It's your Gzela. It doesn't say it's your Kenyan.
Your Gzela.
It's more called a Gaza. It's your Gzela. So this Gzela had a price of four at the time of the Gzela. So let's go slow. In terms of the deal of the Lashon HaGemara, Gazal Minei. So what do we see here? Because I don't know what he'll do with the Lashon HaGemara. Somehow we'll have to read it differently. But obviously, in seeing this Gemara, and in seeing the Rashi, Rashi clearly is taking the Lashon HaGemara and going with it, is to assume not like the Ksos. In other words, there is a new Gzela. There is a new Gzela here. Even though I stole it already, but now I stole it, I did a new Gzela. In the Tavi Yashaski, I did a new Gzela. That's another Gzela that's taking place, seemingly. But then again, the Ksos did raise the point that maybe it's not shaykh to have a Gzela on top of a Gzela. Now, the Ksos says it all the time. Even a gonev achar a ganef, a second ganef from the first ganef, nothing is chal. Not a lo signov, not a lo sigzo, nothing. Not a chiyuv keren. Maybe in that case we could take issue. Maybe it is chal, chiyuv keren. But l'chol apachos, the same person. One could certainly hear a little bit this, where the ksos is coming from. In a case where I stole something, I already stole it. So now, what, I'm stealing it again? Then again, but the Gemara says it's called Gzela. I wish I had the Gazel in it. The truth is, there is something more taking place the second time than the first time. The Ksos is Kasha. It's in your Chatzar, you picked it up. What do we do with that? How do we answer the Ksos is Kasha? So we said, well, we start saying maybe it's not really new Gzela, but in terms of, you need a Maisik Gzela, but let's assume, like we said, it's considered new, like you had a Maisik Gneva. Do we have to go as far as Ksos and say it's only Midin Mazik? Or can we understand that there's a din of Gzela on top of Gzela here, but not in the case of Ksos, where it was sitting in your Chatzah? What happened now? When it was Tavi Yashaski, what did you do? You took it from being in a state that it's the end. Hang this a minute. And now what happens? It's not the end. So there is something more that's going on the second time than the first. one could certainly hear a very clear difference between a case where I stole something and then I picked it up again. Certainly if I'm the one that stole it again, maybe another person, maybe also I could hear a second name, he picked it up from the Rishus Haganah. Maybe there's a new Chiyuv Keren. But in a case where it was by me from before, and then I picked it up again, now it's worth four when I picked it up again. So there, even if I say that technically Gonez Achar Haganah, there could be grounds for a new Chiyuv Keren. And if Tavri Yoshasye could be grounds for a new Gzela. That's because in both of those cases there's something new that's going on. A second Ganav takes it from the Rishus, and the first Ganav, he takes it from the... So there's an additional Gneva going on the level of the Keren L'chalapam. Or, Tavi Ushasye, I took it from being in the state that it's, there's a Chepetzi of the end belonging to the Bailin. Not in Rishus HaBailin, in my Rishus, but it belongs to the Bailin, but it, there's a Chepetzi. And what did I do? I took it and I destroyed it. In destroying a Chepetzi belonging to the Bailin, there's a gzela because I took it from being the end to not being the end. Something additional happened. However, in the case of the Xos, the same person took the chepetz that was already here in his reshus that he stole and he picked it up again. Or it's sitting in his chatzar again. And at the time that he picked it up again, it happens now to be worth four. What happened? There's no second gneva here. That's why in the case of it from the Mela, the Xos would never riot. That's obvious that you can't have a new Gzela being Chalak on top of a first Gneva. Because nothing new happened. The Gzela was already here. It took place already. What, you picked it up. So I see a new Gneva here. A new person, maybe. Or Tavri Oshasi. When you took it from being Be'en to no longer being Be'en, that's a new Gzela, perhaps. The Nesivus says more or less at this point. He says that in Tavi Ushasye, because something changed halachically from the fact that before there was a Chiyuv Hashava on the Be'en, and now the Chiyuv Hashava becomes Damim, and so that's considered to be a new Gzela. You can have the din of Goni Vachar Haganah in a case of Tavi Ushasye, even if perhaps you wouldn't say it in an ordinary case. In the Nesivus, it might even appear that even a second Ganef from a first Ganef wouldn't be Chayiv Keren like Tiksos. The way we're saying it, maybe even there I can hear that there's a new Gneva on the level of the Keren. It's a second person. But L'chol HaTochus, in the case of the same person, the only way you can categorize Tavi Ushasye as a new Gzela is because you took it from being banned and not being banned. That's one Nekuda in terms of how we can justify the Lashon HaGemara, the Kagazul meaning. Yeah, the fact that you took that the chepetz is no longer the bialim, so there's something added in the second machayev. If it's just the same thing repeated again, I took it to my rishus. It's in my rishus. I took it out of your rishus already. What did I do now? I picked it up again in my rishus. The same gzela, but that is not dita the new gzela. Why does the Gemara say by Tavi Ushasye that it's Kigazel Mine? Why? Because in that case, I took it from being Be'en, I took it now to another state that's not Be'en. And the Chiyuv has now become a Chiyuv Damin, not a Chiyuv of Hashava Be'en. That's a Zela. That you could have Goni Vachar Haganah. Or Gazan Achar Hagazel. If we accept this much already, now maybe we'll take it a step further. Take it one step further. This already is not the Nesivus. This is maybe in Svara. To explain the Lashon HaGemara. This, I think the Imi Moshe says something like along these lines. So the way we just said it right now is that you really have two gzelos that took place. You have the original gzela that took place when you took it from the barrel from the Rishus of the Bailam and it was worth one. And you have a new gzela that takes place at the time that it's worth four. Apparently, the kinyonic zela already built in, and then when you do the act of being mazik, that's considered to be considered a new zela because you took it from the situation that it was the end, and then you made it no longer the end. So that's a new zela, and that would be considered wouldn't be goni vachar haganah. It would be chayiv keren. Maybe we go even further. There's a lashon. I think it's in Birchas Shmuel. The lashon that he has it. that what you're doing in Tavio Shase is you're being pogea in some way in the chefetz. You're doing more in the geneva itself. You're being poel more in the gzela. That's the thing I put it. You are operating more in the gzela. What is he saying? What does he mean? Maybe what you have here is not a distinct, separate gzela. Maybe the ksos is right even more so. Even when you have over here is you can't have a gzela on top of a gzela. L'chol HaPach is certainly when you did the first gzela. You already took it from the Rishus HaBailet. You already took it to your Rishus. Even Tavri Oshasye, you already did gzela here. You already, the Bailam already lost it as a result of what you did to him. You took it out of his Rishus. And we said one way to understand gzela is the fact that you were mazik, the ganef, the nignav, by taking the chefetz. He no longer has it. You took it away from him. He no longer has it. You can't have a new gzela on the same chefetz that you already stole. So what is it exactly, Tavio Shasye? It's not a new gzela. Rather, it's a deepening of the original gzela. This is what you began to say before with Tavach Umacha. But we're saying now Benogea, the Karen itself. What you're doing is you are intensifying. You have taken that first gzela and you've taken it a step further. So not that Gazal Minei makes it a new gzela, but that, to the contrary, that you can't do. The gzela already took place. What you could do is to take the gzela a step further. First, you took it from the state of being in his mishuas to your mishuas. Now you took it from being in some sense in his mishuas, in your house, in his bailus, in your house, in a state of be'en, and now you destroyed it, so it's no longer be'en, and now you only owe damim, you owe value instead, money. That's called intensification of the first gzela. So in a sense, this gzela is a process. The gzela has two distinct points that you can mark as, quote, shas ha-gzela. You have the shas ha-gzela when it all started, when you took it from his house to your house, and you have the shas ha-gzela when you deepened the gzela and you made it that it's no longer the end, now you have to give it back only in the form of damim, not in the form of the end. That's also a shas ha-gzela. And maybe that's how we can read the Gemara very well in Bar Mitzvah now. The Gemara said that what did Rabba come and say? Rabba said that when it's Tavi Oshasye Mishalim Dalit, says the Gemara, Ahi Shaita Dekogaz Amina. Yes, it's Gzela. But it's not Gzela in the sense of a new Gzela. It's an intensification of the first Gzela. It's taking that first Gzela a step further. It can only be that, as the Ksos himself understood. You can't have a new Gzela. It's already out of Beis Ha'ish. So the Ksos went as far as saying it's mazik. We're not saying it's mazik. We want to be guarded by the Lashon HaGemara and the Lashon of Rashi as gzela. But the Ksos is right up to a point. It's not a new gzela. It's a furthering of the first gzela. It's a deepening of the first gzela. Now when you're Tavi Oshaske, you took the first gzela to another level. And therefore there's a Shas HaGzela later on too. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabba told us you pay four. It's worth four at the time of Tavi Oshaske. Utnan, Kragazlam Sham Shasagzela, why does Gemara need to add the Mishnah? Because I could have said, well, since after all we're not speaking about an entirely independent machayim of a new gzela. If that were the case, I wouldn't need to bring a new Mishnah in. This gzela is a new machayim by itself, it's worth four, you pay four. The teretz is it's a continuation of the first gzela. Maybe I would say that it's enough to pay the value at the time that you did the gzela at the very beginning. The first shas ha-gzela. Says the Gemara, no, kol gzem shas ha-gzela means as long as you can pin at any point a shas ha-gzela, whatever that is, whatever is the larger value, that is enough to mechayev you for that shas ha-gzela. Be it the beginning, be it the middle, be it the end. As long as I can find a shas ha-gzela which is more than the other shas ha-gzela, there's a basis to make a claim on that shas ha-gzela. That's what Marie's the Mishnah for. If it were entirely different Machayev Mitzadis and it's independent of what was before, you wouldn't need to bring a Mishnah. That's obvious. It didn't change between now and Hamad of Adin. The Gemara reads it to the Mishnah at this other point as well. Since, after all, we're talking about continuing the first Gzela, so that's what the Gemara needs to bring in. But the fact remains, when you continued it and brought it to this next level, there is a Shasa Gzela there too. the intensification of the gzela. So I can pin down the value at that point and make you pay that value. Yeah, Mayor.
Fine, but when you said that 10 shots of gzela is enough, that that's why you need, you would say you have to pay a shot. But I didn't, if we need a Mishnah, teach us pull out of one. Why is it like a better gzela?
Because with, no, without the Mishnah, I would say you have to pay according to the way the gzela started, the value at time the gzela started. The Gemara apparently sees in the Mishnah this other point as well, that once the Mishnah is koveya, that you pay kishas the gzela vis-a-vis fluctuation after gzela. So the Gemara sees in this, and you saw it as well, that any time I have a gzela process, and there is a point that you can classify as a shas gzela. So if that's going to be more, you pay that much.
The point of
Beir
HaShmuel, then, he's saying that
it's
like a better...
The Beir HaShmuel just gives a melitza that I'm developing further, and Imi Moshe, I think, also says it in his way, that you're poel more in that gzela. But that being poel more, that acting intensification, that's also a shasa gzela here.
Right, so that you would...
No, no, but that's why...
The you think it's for.
Yeah, no, that's why you pay it. That's more stuff you pay for.
Right.
That's what the Gemara brings it for. That you pay. The Gemara brings it to explain Tavia Shasya. That's what the Gemara is still talking about, that half of Rabbah. And then the Gemara goes to it from the Mela part of Rabbah. The Gemara says, why you pay for it? Because it was Bishusa Gemara. And Tavia Shasya Yehudi Kal Gazila, the second one. And then the Gemara adds Utanan Shasak Zela. So we're developing the idea that there's a Gzela here. Why is a gzela? Now, you didn't have to go as far as we're saying that. One could have said, it's a new gzela. How can you have a gzela on top of a gzela? No, the difference is, in the Xosis case, where you picked it up a second time, you didn't do anything more. So you can't view it as a new gzela. If you took it from the state of being the end to a state where it's not the end, that's called doing more, that's a new gzela. The Nesiva seems to be saying it like that. It's a new gzela. But we want to be miyashiv the lashna gemara as well, which non-kwa gazlan in the girsa that we have. So we're saying it's not even that. It's not. It could be that you can't even make a new gzela either because you already stole it. So what is it? It's increasing the first gzela. It's deepening the first gzela. But that then one needs to go to the Mishnah for. Because I would think maybe they like the gzela. The gzela had a process, had a history. It began at this price. The answer is you pay according to the today's price.
So when the
Marvel
brings down Shabbat, saying it's
Shasta Zeva. Of the Tavia Shasta, obviously.
Meaning that's considered like a deepening of the original Zeva.
Right, right, and that's called a Shasta Zeva too. If you can take the Zeva from 0 to 10, and you can take it from 10 to 20, you can call Shasta Zeva the point of 0 to 10 or the point of 10 to 20. It's a Shasta Zeva because you're making this Zeva bigger. So, in a way, although, again, Xos doesn't seem to square with the Gemara, just literally a second, with the Gemara B'Metzia, in a sense, Gemara says Gazalei, but it may not be totally contrary to the Xos. The premise of the Xos may be right up to a point, that the Xos assumes you can have a new Gzela on top of a Gzela, and that the Xos takes it even with the second person. Maybe we're limited to the case where the first person stole it. You can't have a new Gzela if I already stole it. The only thing I can have is a continuation of the first Gzela. So therefore, the Machayev is Gzela, but the intensification of that Gzela. You still have to know, I both say, what about Mazik? And the Xos does bring in the issue of Mazik. I mean, Mazik is entirely different Machayev. So I stole it first, why not be Machayev mitzad Mazik? Why doesn't that get mentioned? I don't know if this is a true good Svara or not. It's a Chidush, certainly. Something to think about. Maybe you'll say, in Achinami, the same way you can't have a gzela on top of a gzela, you can't have a mazik on top of a gzela. Why? Because what is gzela afterwards? One of the Avos Nezikin. I was mazik this chepetz by taking it away from you. So it's not shaykh to be chal on this chepetz, a mazik. Once I was already mazik you, I was mazik you by taking it away from you. Now I'm mazik you by breaking it. It's not a course to Mechayv Mitzad Mazik either, maybe. It's already been Nizok through the Gzela. I don't know if it's a true Svara, but it's strange that Mazik is not mentioned. Gzela is mentioned. The Torah says the Gzela is an intensification of the first Gzela, then it works. But any new Mechayv, be it Gzela, be it Mazik, cannot be independent of what you already have. Because it was already here. Whatever you have, I have. I have a gzela. I have a hezek. The hezek of the gzela is here already. So I can't have a new gzela. I can't have a new mazik either. What can I have? I can take that gzela and take it further to the next step. That's what the Ksos took, right? Right.
But the Gemara specifically, even the Gemara, asking the reason for going about Harganim, the reason why going about Harganim didn't work because it's not who you're taking it from. You're not taking it from the original Baal Shem Tov. You're not taking it from the second guy. It's not his. It's nothing to do with this Gemara of you finishing doing the Gneva or the first guy still finishing the act of the Gneva. It has to do with the fact that you cannot hate someone who has already stolen something.
Well, we're saying now that stealing options, that is not exactly, the Ksos took it, right, the Ksos took it as a premise, if it's not Mibesa Ish, then it's not a lavable signal. We're not going that far. We're saying the Chora, the second person from the house of the first person, maybe it would be a signal. But at least in the case where I already stole it, the fact that I did a new kinyan in that which I stole would not be grounds for new gneva even on the level of the karen. So we're taking the ksos at least in the case of the same person. The case of the second person, that's more nagaya the case that the ksos started with, in the case of Rambam and Rav Chisda, in the case of Gazim and Yashua Bailam, and the other guy came along and took it. So that may be different. That may be a second person from the first person. But in the case of the same ganas, or the same Gazim, to do another Maisa Gzela in the same tefetz, perhaps that's not shaykh. And even a Tav Yoshashi maybe, it can only be Gzela in the sense that it gets combined with the original Gzela, not as independent. I didn't have to say that far. I could have argued just the first point. I could have said, you can't have a Gzela on top of a Gzela if all you have is a repetition of the same. But if I take that Gzela and I'm gozo it in a new way, I took the Be'en, I made it no longer Be'en. So maybe it's a new Gzela. I could hear that. I could say that too. But if I want, I can also say this way, that even that can't be its own gzela, it can only be an addition to the first gzela. And then the Gemara needs to emphasize the shasak gzela of now, as opposed to the shasak gzela of before, which is after all one continuous maisa gzela. That's what we're trying to say. And again, what I'm throwing out as a svara is, what about mazik? The Rav said mazik. What about mazik? Maybe you can't have mazik after gzela, because gzela is also a mazik. So once I already was mazik your chayfet, how? By taking it away in that in a gzela type of way, I can't have a mazik of makedei meishalmena either. Once I was mazik it in a gzela type way. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's strange that mazik doesn't get mentioned by the Gemara. It gets mentioned by the Rana, by the Ksos, but not by the Gemara. Now, in light of this, one can also begin to think about Rashi as well. We know Rabbi Kivega's diuk in Rashi. Rashi says the kasha was not just in tavach, but the kasha was also from Macha. Now, according to the Ksos, and according to the Ran, that the issue here is one of Mazik, clearly, the only thing that can perform Mazik in the case of Rav is Tavach, not Macha. But if you want to view it as intensifying the Gzela, then already I can hear Macha as well as intensifying the Gzela. Just like the Gemara later mentions about Macha, it's Shana Bechet. The Kibbeg already brings in the Gemara later that the Gemara has different possibilities for Machar. If there's a talking of Nei Yiyush or Achal Yiyush, does the Mechira take effect? Did it not take effect? The Kibbeg works out within the Gemara. But bottom line is the Gemara says even if it doesn't take effect, there was the very Mechira itself has in it a Shana Bechet. So you could say from the perspective of intensifying the Gneva, even if it's not technically Chalas Mechira, to the extent that the Gemara calls it Shana Bechet, it's called. It's also called intensifying the gzela. You took it and you did a nice mechira to pass it on to somebody else. So I can hear better in Rashi why there could be here a cause for tavi yoshasi even by mechira. Masa eken according to the ksos that it's a magic halacha that certainly doesn't make sense for machar, only for tavach. So both say this is a very important machlokas, how to understand how to be magic tavi yoshasi. What I want to maybe do in the beginning of tomorrow is the Ramban, more the second Ramban that I gave you, which is on Amud Beis, that it comes out from the Ramban that the Ikur Chidush of Rabbah is that which we view this geneva as being b'shusa demara. And that means that it would be a svara that you would say that it's viewed as being b'shusa gazdin. That has to be explained. What exactly does that mean? That Rabbi's machadish, that it's b'shusa demara. And then I'd like to be able to start already on next Gemara and go to the two dots and begin to work on the Tosis and on the Chomesh, various Rishonim, how to understand the question of Chomesh and working at the Cheshbon of the value and the Kepha of the Chomesh. Ephraim is leaving there to throw in a couple of hours. We wish him Tishim and Shalom. We'll be back in about a week. Have a good day, everybody.
How do I work?
How do I show the cafe? I didn't know. I'm not working. 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 I'm not working.